We're continuing now the halachas of Hashem of the bottle caps. Join us.
Okay. I need to make yourself a home.
Okay, but both sides, please. Let's sit down, let's start.
Okay.
Chelik 2 of opening bottle caps. Now, just to go over very quickly what we discussed yesterday, and I want to say, we said that when a person opens up a package, a box, a can, a bottle cap, or something like this, there are a few problems over here. Number one problem we said was kaveya. Kaveya means to rip something. Problem number two, mechatech. Mechatech means a specific ripping, right? Which is a game you do specifically, as an example, with
the
toilet paper.
Draw a line to rip.
Right, something like that. Very good. Problem number three of our side, makam bepatish, right? You completed the kli. And problem number four, five, whatever we're holding, is boda.
So how come everybody does it?
That is the question. How come everybody does it? No, listen, let me tell you something. It's a cloud of zachen. We don't look at what everybody does. Except the Hoshma people,
of course. I know the people that don't ask for shoot, like you.
How come everybody wears its villa and says it? That means it's kosher?
Not everybody. Which everybody? Which everybody are you looking at? Who are you looking at?
That's true.
Of a lot of people.
Fantastic.
Now, wait a second.
Every half time there, someone will be
buying. Now, the answer to your question is poshut. There is a machlokas in the poskin. There is a machlokas in the poskin. If you're allowed to open up a bottle cap or not. We discussed last time the halachas of the metal caps. Right, metal caps, we broke out the miser, that we rolled up poskin.
Depending on the cap.
And the fee, how we pass in into Beres Chaim. Is it usher to open up a metal cap?
Wait, which type?
Steinberg?
Beer caps?
It starts with metal, no. Metal that you have to twist on the cross and it clicks on the piece. With a tab. Not a metal, we served yesterday. A beer one is Vademutter. One of the teeth, that's Vademutter. Right?
The twist usher.
That's what we get about my boss.
Twist usher.
All of the time.
You said the twist usher usher. The twist usher usher.
So, up here, we pass into Ferris Chaim. In this yeshiva, we have other pastor that's also to do metal cap, as I passed in a mice, so the person that I mentioned yesterday. And we said the scholar is, that how it's made, like we say, is that it's a piece of metal, they put it on, and you're taking it off, you're making the key to the pot. Okay. Then we said, what about if you have, and we said the honor mice, I'm beginning over here, so if a person is meaning it's to be meko, that she could be saying on it. But in this yeshiva, the mice, we machme, we passed in like Shai Shlita, who says it's awesome. What would the plastic ones? We're at the end of this thing. I think we might have said that the plastic ones are a little bit more mako, for the simple reason being that it's already a cap before it goes onto the bottle. Therefore, when I click it off and take it off, I didn't do anything because it was already a cap, functional cap, and then they stick it onto the bottle. Mimeya, what I did was not such a choshev azach. Now, that's again according to the Shlomo Zalman order. Shlomo Zalman says that the only nafkamina between a metal one and a plastic one is this. However, like I said yesterday,
you twist it back on.
No, good, but you're making it for the first time.
You're
unscrewing this.
The metal one's
the same.
This one you can twist the.
No, it's exactly the same. What do you mean? Both of them you can put back on. But the point is, as well, when you have a bottle cap that was unusable and you have now made it usable, yeah, then you have made it clear on Shabbos. Now, I'm over here, we're passing like with Scheinberg, and the Scheinberg passing is that both metal and both plastic are all going to be Vadei Osa.
What?
What?
No, we don't.
In Tiberius Chaim, we're passing like with Scheinberg, and the Scheinberg passing is that
both metal. You open bottles.
No.
We open bottles, Shabbos.
You're a fat nod.
Yes, we do.
A nod meaning what?
Like, no.
There you go. No, Shiva Paskin is like Scheinberg. Scheinberg Paskin is that all
open bottles
are
Osa.
What? I'm telling you now.
Hey, I understand what he passed from. It's not what we're saying.
They come open for Shabbos, no?
No. Yeah, let's put it this way. If a person, first of all, everything should be open for Shabbos. We already said this last time. According to every single person, even the Mekilim, will tell you, you should prepare before Shabbos. No. If you didn't, there's one thing to say. If a person has a minig in his family, that he's annoyed that the Mekilim, and we said a person in first, especially with Svadi, or other person that are Mekil, that is a mokum to be Mekil. I'm just telling you, the hadroch from this yeshiva, how we passkin over here, is about that we go up here with Scheinberg, and up here with most of the gedolim in the country,
So according to that, I'll say, I don't necessarily, that's not my, I just happen to be in the yeshiva, so that means in the yeshiva, I'll open that way, but outside the yeshiva,
how do you know that you go up here to Mekilim, how do you know?
I'm not saying that's not my minhag.
We're talking about halacha. If you don't know that it's mutter,
then about you do it. From example,
that's
why I'm
problem.
You're saying galalnik. You're saying that if you don't know the halacha, so how can you come over and say, "Oh, Michael, I think it's okay"?
No, I'm saying.
There'll be doing that they're called atoyla kula backwards forwards. Everyone
comes
up with a jab, and they say halacha.
I go to another yeshiva,
who do I go by? We have to be machmir if we don't know otherwise. Why the police can they stroll, say it's also to open up most bubble caps?
In general, like,
of
cases,
like,
how
does I'm only having a guy from somewhere come here and he'll tell me, what do you mean? My father does it and he asked his rope and his rope told him it's mutter. Then in a chanami. If his father does it because his father doesn't know the halacha, that's not a kasha. I'm doing my father, or he asked the rabbi, or his rabbi, or his shul in America, wherever it may be, and his rabbi said, it's mutter. So his habadi can be so mechon, right?
Well, yeah.
We're not saying.
We're talking about that.
Even Rabbi Yisrael opens them up.
No, he doesn't.
No, you ever saw him open the bottle?
He never did.
I never
no, you can't look out.
No, 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 no. I gotta get it wrong.
Wait for both to open it for us.
No, who said
that? We thought everyone always asked the metal twist stuff.
But those are very not chatted.
Yeah, you hardly see
but
them.
Grape juice, what do you mean? I have it every week by grape juice. I'm going to
use grape juice bottles.
I have it, you make a hole in there.
Oh, very good. Well, we'll get to the basis. Okay. Now, Rabbi Isaac. Let's say, for example, Abraham, let's say you have a metal bottle cap and somebody opens it on Shabbos. No, you scroll. No, what are you tying on? Can you drink the grape juice?
Yeah, you have to destroy the cap.
No?
Yeah, you can. But you have to destroy the cap.
Yes, of course you can.
Somebody opened it up, but he saw.
Yes.
Asked to do it.
You're like
now it was on the grape juice.
That is.
No, you have to destroy the cup first.
I want to answer, yes or no?
Is that a drink?
Not a Shabbos.
That's the kasha.
Not a Shabbos. Not a Shabbos. The cook has a Shabbos. No.
I want a small rabbi.
Three times on Shabbos. No, Shabbos is usher.
Why?
Because something that...
Why? Because you couldn't have opened it on Shabbos.
Fucking do it, sir!
No, it's
not. Open it up.
Shumamanasa!
Which clay?
Okay.
The cat! Is that what you're asking? The grape juice?
No. The grape juice is the mutter.
No.
Ask him?
No.
Hey, Matt, here. Again, what did I do wrong?
I made a cap.
Good! That's not the grape juice. What should I do the grape juice? Very nice. My name is Shmitei Tarasinai. Tukrashi. Remember, what should I do? I don't know what I did the grape juice.
Why is the cap called a Kaylee?
Then?
Why is the cap called a Kaylee?
It's usable, it's a usable, functional
for what?
Cap for the bottle.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
The bottle.
What do you mean? Like, so what's the...
For the bottle, I can put it back on. I can put it back on now.
So, where...
Cap.
Yeah, you made a Kaylee.
That's if the silver foil will cover the top of the bottle and make you a Kaylee.
No.
What's the problem with the grape juice here?
There's no problem, beautiful. You were, I don't know, you were banging on the table, karate. I don't know what you were doing. It was a nicer.
You know what? You're planning on finishing the bottle, just like the case with the bag of chips. Right. It's the same. You're playing
but you didn't
do,
but you
bottle.
Didn't make the bottle. You made a cap. That's why it's mutter. I know. I know a very special woman in London.
So you can pour into a big glass jar.
I don't know. Shimon Shabbos told me that if you take the metal cap off with the seal.
We said yesterday that a bazaar we try to open up all bottle caps before Shabbos. Now what's the halacha? Comes to Shabbos, and I open it up, and it's attached by one little point. No, Doniel, what are you tying up? No? What are you tying up?
So we're tying
that up.
Again, I open it before Shabbos. I come up to Shabbos, open the table, and say, hey, it's still connected, but one little piece
of... So yeah, you've never seen someone pull with one piece
of... I'm going to cut this! But I want to take it off! And the Hanami is saying good, that's what we'll tell you about. It's
why should it be out there?
Specific cutting.
So,
it's a perforated thing, you're taking it off, you have made a cleat.
So the thing, where you open it, and then you didn't do it all the way, and it's hanging, the last part that like...
Just to pick it off, to break it off, that's exactly what we're discussing. To break that
off.
I discussed this last night with a bunch of oilam about vitamins and all sorts of pills and shabbos.
Vitamins,
right, okay. What are the eitzes? Okay, now again, we try to be machli, we try to be right, again. Look at the minute, there's a machlikas in gedoyli poiskim. There are gedoyli, you get to shemayim, you have a rabbi coming up to say, excuse me sir, you are machal or
shabbos? In America, it's not machlikas poiskim.
Moshe's machli. The Moshe Rabbeinu was a godel hadol
yes.
All America.
Well, Mutter,
and he
Mikkel.
Said, "Ah, sore."
The Mikkel now.
Oh, yeah, talking about who?
Yeah, old
Moshe. That was in the rock. Out of it. Godel hadol. Now, I'll raise that again. Try to be machmer. We have a major machlokes over in the poskim. Right poskim or machmer over here. If Roy Peskin on Machme, we have to try to be Machme. So what happens to Maisa when you come on Shabbos and you have a bottle cap and it's not open? What do you do?
Just a trap, you let it.
What do you do? I've got a better Eitza. Look, we have a Yeshai over here. We have an Eitza. You make a hole. But I want to say one thing. Very important. Are you telling me when you take
these letters in the caps, you know?
There's a hole in
half. So you don't make a hole in the letters. Not by you. Now, the Maisa, when you make this hole in the top of the thing over there, you have to make sure it's a hush of a hole. You can't make a little thing.
Yeah, a hole in
the
hush of a hole.
Make it hole. Okay. Maisa. Now, I have a better answer. I had a Maisa by me on Shabbos on a Friday night. I had Heiliger Bochim. From Tiferes Chaim, sitting by the table over there, right, it wasn't from this year, I think it was from last year's year. And the had the oil over there, we were all together. Comes over there, I had a metal bottle cap, unopened. Grape juice, I need to make Kiddush. What do I do now?
Use wine.
I have
a hole in it. Throw it out the window.
So you're out the window. What I do with my son, no? I had a murdering answer, I did the stipler's answer.
Cut the
bottle. Stipler's the best answer. You take a knife, and you cut off the whole top of the lid. And you pull that way like that. Nothing in the top. Emerging Eitza. I
turned it into the Maisa.
I just ripped the whole thing off. Yeah. No letters, no words, nothing. Beautiful.
You made a bottle into a Kli.
I made it. No, because the bottle was always a Kli. That's alright. It was the cap that wasn't a good Kli because it was attached to those things.
What, you cut the glass?
I didn't cut the glass. Just the top. Yeah, yeah. Now, by the way, a big Eitza over here. Very big Kli over here.
If the bottom of the cap is still on. You're saying the bottom.
Beautiful.
Cut off. Why have any cap anymore?
I don't have to remove it.
The cap is in a cabin.
No, wait a sec. When I make this hole in the bottle cap, right? Am I allowed to now unscrew the top?
Yeah. It's not here anymore. Doesn't cover the bottle. It's not a cap.
Again, you hear the question?
I'm a cap then.
I made a hole in the cap. Now I want to rip it up.
Yeah, you're still
going to... Oh, the Rabbi Yishai Mechatech. No, what's Mechatech? Specific. Kali. Chayim Skila for that. You want that's not machatik. That's to make life easier. That's how it is to make it easier to flip it off. Now, my boy said, I spoke to my set and Gates said today, here we go, Rafal.
You want that? Get the hole now?
Yeah, right after the hole. After you make the hole, I want to flip it off.
Not really anymore.
Oh, beautiful, Gavali!
You know what people do without a hole? You have to put a hole in.
You should, yeah.
Take off and then put a hole in it. Just the cap after you take it off.
Oh, so we did it very good. Rabbi Fab told me the Maisa. I feel Rabbi Yashu who's Machne. And says that ripping it off the thing is Machateich. But after you've made a hole, it's not going to be clear anymore. There's no Hashivas at all. Mela, there's no problem. I feel good to Rabbi Yashu. To take it off as normal, and then you have to throw it out of bagger, and it might go back.
Without orange juice containers, why the Usher?
I said orange juice containers.
Another tab, pull a plastic
cap. We'll get to it. I have almost pages and pages on every single package you could ever think of in your life. Beis Hashem.
So what if you cut around that and cut that whole piece out?
Beautiful. Right, Rabbi, so Noma Gai Baita. Now, Rabbi, I don't know if you guys remember, you guys are a bit young, but I remember a mall, they used to have a new, they had made a new thing in Eretz Yisrael. We're going to have a new mahalach. Rabbi said, Coke is no longer going to be sold in the regular way. Rabbi, it's the Maaseh Shehoyah. A Coke is going to be sold in the following manner. Instead of having the plastic cap, and when you rip it off, that little ring, you know, gets separated and stays on the bottom, they decided a brand new thing. We're going to save everyone from Chol Shabbos. No machlokes at poskim. Everyone's going to be beautiful. We'll put just the top piece on. We'll put a piece of plastic around. Yeah? We'll take a little piece of thin plastic. We'll put it tightly around. Let me ask you a question. What's the reason why it is that way? Why do they do it where I have to rip off this thing? What's the pshat? Anyone knows?
Yeah, it's a seal.
Yeah. Keep it sealed. Keep it sealed to make sure nobody else opens. I don't want someone to open my Coke. So, Mamela, you don't have to have that ring. They put a plastic very tight around it, and you have to pull it off, rip it off, and Mamela, that way you know nobody touched it. And this way there's no Chol Shabbos. Now, they came up with this nice app, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, everyone came, it was a murder gazach and Eretz Yisrael. It was called the Pekak Shabbos. It was called, they went around to the Pedat Eidos Chavedos, and they asked them, give us a hechsha, give us a stamp saying it's good, right?
Yeah. hash on everything now.
We got a hash on the shaito, hash on the hats now. I saw recently with the hats now. You buy a hat with a hash. Which hash? Which hash hat do you buy? It's a shidduch question they're going to ask me. But let's be careful. Which question? Which hash?
Come on,
hat
break
do you
up through the tunnel.
Mother, they're asking already. What do you mean? Liquid to be mapping on these things.
Mother, after you come through the tunnel on the bridge.
He's joking, Avi.
The way say, listen to this. Marry it. They got a hash. They got a hash of form, yeah. Reminiscent, isn't it? Reminiscent Kamelitz,
yeah.
Rav Eliyashu,
yeah.
Rav Vosna, the Tzitz Eliezer, and the Minchas Yitzchok, who was the head of the Badatz. All of the signs, Mutter Gogol. Beautiful. They thought, Kabaldik's going to sound amazing. Comes along with Rav Brandstorfer. That's how. Mamish a going awesome. Rav Brandstorfer was Mamish unbelievable. And he said, he was working for the Badatz then. And he said, if you don't remove the Hersha, I'm leaving the Badatz. That's what he said. I hold the Tzchibul Shabbos.
Right.
Right. Of Shabbos. It's often a Tzisefta. The Tzisefta says that if you have a barrel, right, full of salt and food, and it's got an or, right, a piece of skin on top, or of Yichomis, maybe you can have to rip it off.
Right.
Why not rip it off? I want to get to my food. That's one of the Tehrim boys that we'll speak about when we talk about, potato chips, all these things. That's one of the Tehrim. I'm ripping to get to my food. Memela, I'm ripping to get to my food. Here's the same thing. I have a plastic thing around a bottle cap, and I'm ripping to get to my food. So we made Brandstorfer, Chayin Skila. I hope it's the same thing as driving a car to a made Brandstorfer, and if you don't take it off, I'm leaving the Badatz.
Why does
it took it off. Took off the
why does it have to say it's Usher?
No, to say it's mutter.
So why is this
because he learned to accept in a certain way that you took it all off in one nice shot, like it was like one big piece of skin.
Yeah.
Actually, you can hear you ripping a piece of plastic by Etzem. That's definitely one of the time.
It's
13 ways. 13 ways how to learn that to accept, by the way.
Yeah.
I'll show you a list, art list afterwards. 13 ways how to learn
wait, but he knows this is ripping?
He learned that to, yeah, because you're ripping a piece of plastic.
So?
Or Tosefta, right, and it's...
No,
because it's Tosefta. That was... I just... Push it, lift up the R to get to my,
We have plastic cups that come in a long tube, right? And you rip open the bag.
Beautiful. So most
person has a...
Most person
has a...
Right,
yes, sir.
And look at me.
Right, most person has a
small tube. Because I'm ripping to get to my food. And I'm ripping over there to kilkul. Right, because I'm ruining the plastic. I don't make a nice
plastic. Okay, so you're ruining the plastic on top also. And the soda bottle.
Well, what is that?
So what is
it going to happen?
What's
the square? He learns it to accept it differently.
Wait,
he learns to accept it was one piece. You didn't rip anything. You just removed
it. So why did they all abuse them?
So they stopped making
their bottles out? They learned it differently. Yeah, they stopped. Hooray, you don't see them anymore. That's why they did it.
So why did they all abuse them? Why would they mask him?
They were not mask him. They said it's mutter.
And they left last time.
No, they took... I know. Because he was a big in the Badatz. He was mamish huge. I went once to the Badatz. To the place where they make all the chickens, where they shack all the chickens, and they do all the livers. Now I went there, I caused a little bit of trouble over there, because I went to the guy over there who does the livers, and I said, excuse me, Zalok Halakha! I said, Zalok Halakha! Because the guy's a shayla, how you have to do that dochas and the livers and everything, and he got all nervous with me, what do you mean? I said, he doesn't know what I'm talking about. He has no idea, he knows Zalok Halakha. No, he was busy doing the livers over there. The kids just asked him, who's in charge over here? Who makes up the rules in this? There's a Badatz over here. It's a Badatz. They have a guy, for example, checking every single piece of liver, Badatz.
To make sure it's burnt.
Mama says, what happened? No, she told me, Badatz is the guy. He is the man in Kashrus when it comes to the Badatz. Unfortunately, he's a nifter. We can't hold him anymore. Oh, but he was so big in the Badatz, they couldn't lose him. That was it. Let me go, Badatz. What's with cans? You want to open up a can of Coke? Ma halakha. Let's go through the shaylas. Poshut. Question number one. Kuvay, are you ripping anything?
No.
No, why not?
There's a little line.
No, but that's not. It's okay, because ripping means something swift. When you have this, and you rip it, so that's called ripping. If I take the stander, Rabbi Yisrael over here takes his hand, karate the stander over here, in half. Is that called kureya? Are you ripping? I'm not or not?
No,
is that called
ripping?
It's called breaking, it's called ripping. What?
Of course it's ripping.
That's not
very
ripping.
Thin metal.
That's called ripping?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? You took a stander in half. It's sitting in the stander right now, it splits in half.
Can't would bend
you,
and fold the stander.
Did you rip the stander?
Bend metal.
Did you rip the stander? You broke it! You didn't rip it! Rip it means to take a piece of plastic or piece of paper and to rip it!
Have you ever seen a calico open up in a different way? Always opens up exactly the same.
Oh, so you're gonna try the Mechatech now! Take my Yeshai! What's with Mechatech? No, Daniel! What's in Manchester? What are they gonna do with Mechatech? I'm sorry, they're Machmo over there. What are they gonna do with Mechatech?
Mechatech!
Mechatech means specific, exact cutting!
Yeah.
That calico has that little line there, and you go. And it goes exactly right. So Rabbi Nachman says what? Chayim Skilo, we mitzvah to kill the guy because he made an exact specific cutting.
Since you open up a calico before Shabbos.
Oh, this is a big problem. Someone called me last Shabbos or this Shabbos. He called me every Shabbos. He told me he's got a whole bunch of people over there. He must have beer. So he said to me, I must have beer. So said, Mamish, every Shabbos you call me. I said, Baruch Hashem, you call me because I'm giving shiur next week.
I told him, I have my cooler in my basement. You can buy beer for me.
Get the bottles while I get the cane.
What's that?
Get the bottles.
Eh, cannabis,
geschmack. Hands up for niggers.
What are you talking about? You guys, better a can of beer.
40
shmack, like a whole 4-liter can. Now, my right side, what's with machateich? Yisrael, what's with machateich? So good, Shmaim is Alman.
Simcha.
What do I think of putting Yisrael?
My nephew's name is Yisrael.
That must be the reason.
That must be the reason.
What is the reason they put that ring by the coke to make it more easy for you? To make it easier for you, that's not machatek. Machatek means I want a specific size and shape. Do you care if it's a little bit bigger or smaller? No. The main thing with Shemazan was no problem. However, what's with the CS clean back of a package on my side?
Well, we can open up a certain amount.
I'm not going to be making it clean though. You made it clean a brand new way.
What is the hole in the bottom?
Mask it to me. You're masking to me. What are you masking to me?
They're all
in the bottom. They're all in the bottom? Ooh, that's a bit of a trend. They're actually popping all over the place. Rabbi Scheinberg is one of the biggest, you know, Rabbi Scheinberg is one of the biggest Mekilim in Gantz the world, Kamat. And he paskins also to open up metal cans on Shabbos Kodesh. Now, about it, if the Rav is a matzav, you know people that do it, there's a mokum to mekel, because the Maisa like Harav Avraham is saying that you take out the contents immediately of the can, but maybe it's got no chashivas of a kli.
Are you laughing at the fucking game?
Who?
The fucking game.
Le de lama,
mother. You put the thing off?
Yes.
What's the problem?
Well, what's this?
No, it comes up then.
Oh,
no. You play it while it's on, you mean?
Because it doesn't seal good afterwards. So most people
make a hole in it. Make a hole in it. That's the best eitzah. If I'm just having the eitzah, roll my boys give in the world, Haskin type skiller.
Bunch of skill.
Gotta use a hammer.
Spark the extra spark.
Gotta use a hammer and a nail.
Let's go.
You have to add a side up.
You smash the whole thing, take it off, and you're good.
You must finish. One other side up. What is with the tuna cans? Open up a tuna can. Shiner number one, my side. Conveyor. Why? It's hard. Shiner number two, my side. Is it called machate? No, I don't think it's machate. Why? You take the little can opener and you go down. They've got a specific cutting. That's just to make a hole. That's water. And you know what I think, my side? Please can say a little bit more math with it. The pull up ones. I remember you guys are too young. I remember people used to keep it and used to keep the screws in the nails. Everybody kept their tuna can. The mail up is there. It's a wash and a clean. He's showing that you want the clean. The mail up, you want the clean. No, Simcha. You want the clean.
Where there's a specific line, you tear something on that line.
That could be
Guys, you're pulling off in a specific where you're
going to continue.